B-Pod Studios.
Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. Noobs teased, but welcome. With James, Robbie, and Weird Beard.
Welcome back. I'm James Campbell. And with me is Robbie Landis, as well as someone who's very upset about the lack of coverage for the recent Legend of Zelda anniversary. Weird Beard.
Why? Why does Nintendo do this to us?
Weren't you the one that told us, oh, they're going to announce Breath of the Wild Expansion 2 and everything?
Very excited about some sort of Legend of Zelda announcement that was coming up.
Yeah, but there's nothing but crickets.
I have faith still.
Crickets and cuckoos.
So the thing that's been trending on Twitter recently is that Mario is supposed to die on the last day of this month.
What?
And it's because it's because they're taking all the Mario games for the anniversary. Superstar, the 3D anniversary.
You are this desperate for a Zelda announcement that you've gone this far down the rabbit hole that you think they're going to kill off Mario?
Yes, now there's a Mario murder conspiracy.
And now, once Mario's out of the way,
oh my gosh,
Link and The Legend of Zelda can reign supreme over 2021.
You have fallen so far.
We need to get to the news.
The guy is unreal.
My goodness.
Here's another esports gaming update with Robbie Landis on Checkpoint XP Radio.
All right, speaking of the news, the British Academy of Film held their first video games award show this past week on Twitch. And among many, many rewards, the roguelike indie Switch game Hades actually went home with Best Game. And obviously, you know, gaming rewards are nothing new to us, right? Jeff Keighley has been hosting the Game Awards now for years. But how cool is it that the British Academy of Film now is also starting to recognize video games, everything that goes into them, from the performances, you know, to the art of making them themselves?
That's great to get that kind of recognition. And, like, I've noticed since doing the show with Weird and Robbie, you guys really take games and analyze them the way critics do movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And I didn't really get that. But now that we're talking games and you're showing me different cutscenes and different things and character arcs, it's all starting to make sense. So that's awesome that the British Academy of Film is giving awards to video games.
How long you think until the Academy, you know, here in America, actually starts putting them as part of their own awards show?
Well, the fact that the only people that care about movie award shows are in nursing retirement homes right now.
or the actors in the films themselves.
Yeah, like they're going to have to do it to try to connect with those TikTok and Gen Zers.
The director of John Wick is looking to make a video game movie adaptation.
Ooh.
Ghost of Tsushima was a huge success last year, focusing on realistic and difficult combat set in Japan and centered around samurais. And now it looks like the John Wick director wants to make a movie adaptation of it.
Wow, I think he might be the guy for the job.
I mean, well, John Wick feels like a video game. Like, when you watch it with all the crazy, like, oh, it's so good. But, like, I don't know. We've had this discussion many times, especially talking about like the recent Monster Hunter movie and whatnot. Can there be a good video game movie? I've still been yet to convince. He may do the best job, but I don't really believe.
The secret is to find games that don't really have a story so that way when you make your movie, people can't say, well, that's not how it was in the game. Rampage, still number one video game movie all time. Fight me. Rick, I'm sorry to say, but the spiritual successor to Left 4 Dead has been delayed.
That's
Back
beyond
for Blood.
Disappointing.
That is a bummer. I was excited for that one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Back 4 Blood was originally slated to release in mid-June, but it's now been pushed back till mid-October.
So I guess the alpha testing must not have gone very well or whatever, because I know they had that open... You could have... I mean, maybe it was beta?
Even without all your developers working from home in the midst of a global pandemic, like stuff like this is going to happen. As gamers, we just have to be okay with the fact...
Yeah.
That when games are delayed, it's so that the end product is better for us.
Well, to make up for it, they actually announced that there's going to be an open beta for everybody who wants to play it coming in summer, like the June-July time period.
Okay, so it might not be released, but we might still be able to play portions of
something
it.
Something that's close to it. So as long as I'm able to play it this summer in some way, shape, or fashion, I'll be okay.
I also feel like probably waiting till around Halloween for your release date is probably a better PR move.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Okay. GameStop has seen its ups and downs, mostly downs recently. And here comes another. The former Nintendo of America president and beloved industry veteran, Reggie Fils-Aimé, is stepping down from the GameStop board of directors. Now, no concrete reason was given, But if Reggie couldn't turn it around, it's probably not a good sign for GameStop. Do you guys think that he was asked to leave, or do you think that maybe he kind of saw that the sinking ship can't be saved and kind of decided, you know, it's time to go?
I'm half and half. Like, not they have had the upward bounds of all the stock stuff recently.
But that's not going to do anything for the actual business.
But then, on the other hand, they brought in the Reddit people.
Yeah, they brought in the bets.
Deep effing value.
Yeah, but remember, they brought him in to help sort of spearhead their transition to a digital storefront. Which is a good idea. Like, that's what they're losing out to is digital storefront. So it feels weird that Reggie wouldn't think that that was a good move.
Well, I mean, maybe they feel whatever the Wall Street Bets guy that just got hired in, maybe they're seeing whatever he wants to do with the company, and that doesn't fit with the story that the current Reggie wants to deal with.
So. Well, you know what? They should have went with what Reggie's plan was. That's all I got to say. Genshin Impact made a huge splash when it launched last year. It's been compared to Zelda Breath of the Wild because of its bright colors and anime-like aesthetic. It's also a huge open-world game, and in the 6 months since its release, it's made $1 billion wow. through its gacha mechanics, which allows players to spend money to randomly get characters and hope they're good ones. How much money have you spent on Genshin Impact, Rick?
Zero.
Really?
I have played it tough. And not sunk money into Genshin at all.
He's got that Steam check burning a hole in his pocket.
That free-to-play life, huh?
Yeah, and it's terrible. It's the worst way to play the game, but I'll do it either way.
Monster Hunter Rise released last week on the Nintendo Switch, and I wasn't able to play a whole lot until much later in the day. But in Japan, the CEO of a VR tech company and all his employees were able to play it whenever they wanted, as he declared Monster Hunter Rise launch day a company holiday.
Come on, for real?
For real.
Who do we have to petition to make that happen here in our company?
Finally, following the release of the 2020 Overwatch League MVP skin for Fleta, which is a skin of a hero Echo called Good vs. Evil, half the character is like white and gold and angelic, and the other half is all black and fiery and evil. Each year, the Overwatch League makes a special edition skin for both the regular season MVP and the championship winners, but they have announced that Fleta's MVP skin will be the last.
Wow. I mean, I think it's for the best, like, especially with the controversy
Boom.
Of the Sinatra stuff.
No, yeah, see,
whatever.
Look, they didn't give any concrete reasons as to why, but considering the fact that they had to refund the last MVP skin because it turns out that Sinatra was a creep, this is obviously them looking at it going, oh, no, we
allegedly
don't want...
Allegedly a creep?
Allegedly a creep, whatever. They're looking at it and go, oh, no, we don't want this to happen again. What if one of our other MVPs is... Like, come on. This isn't punishing Sinatra. This is now punishing your player base. Like, the MVP skins, those were actually really cool. A great way to monetize your game, which you're already having trouble doing, Blizzard. And now to be like, oh, no, we don't want to have to possibly run into this again. Like, this is a cop-out.
Yeah, I agree. That's kind of a bummer that they're ruining the experience for everybody due to one player's alleged mishaps.
Yeah. That's it for the Checkpoint XP gaming news update. For more, you can head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Thank you, Robbie, for that update. There's some rumblings in the video game industry that have some gamers excited and some gamers shaking in their boots. Now, the rumors are that the company behind the voice chat program, Discord, wants to go public. Along with those rumors were also that Microsoft was looking to buy Discord for $10 billion. Robbie, Weirdbeard, do you think this would be a good or a bad thing?
That is, first of all, a lot of money.
That's a ton of cash.
That's more than Microsoft paid for Bethesda. I don't know. I'm middle of the road on here. I think at best they buy Discord, they leave it alone. They just let it keep doing what it's doing to make them money.
Yeah,
right?
Make some money off those Nitro boosts or whatever. Like, but I, like for me, I'm a Discord user.
Yeah, and that's Discord's great.
Crazy for me to even say like I know how to use Discord because I know a lot of people don't.
It's, well, yeah, Discord is a superior program to Teams, to Skype, to Zoom, like to all the other things out there. Discord is so easy to use.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with it, it's essentially would you say like it's a message board, but it's also it a both, messaging app where
both,
you can have
it has both chat rooms in it as well as the ability to conference call. And unlike Zoom in Discord and stuff like that, I don't think there's a limit to how many people you can have in it for free.
Yeah.
There's no timer that's going to cut you off after 45 minutes.
It's one of those programs that like it, features of it have been turned into larger programs that regular people would know. Discord is integral into how gaming and the gaming communities work. Like, it's literally bedrock foundation.
This is how gamers communicate with one another when they're in-game, if they're not using an in-game
chat.
But
there's nothing about it that says that it's like specific to games, right?
Correct, yeah.
Anyone can use it for anything. It just was born out of the gamer world. I guess my biggest fear is that once Microsoft got it, they would want to find more ways to monetize it. And then, you know, like Skype or like Zoom, we would start to get the free version of it. But if you really want to be able to, unlock and use everything the way that we do now, that you would then have to start paying for it. I think best case scenario, having Discord integration on something like Xbox would be phenomenal. We play with a guy, our buddy Zod, on Apex, and he has to use it on his phone. So sometimes you'll get, like, you know, the gun sound effects or even us talking echoing through Discord. Yeah.
All we can do is wait and see what the future holds for Discord there. Now, we asked on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, what games do you think should get put into the Video Game Hall of Fame? We'll talk about your answers in just a bit, because coming up next, we're going to find out what the heck smurfing is and why was it banned from Dota 2.
No, seriously, smurfing. It's a real phrase. It's a real term.
It's like when you pull your pants down. Nope, somebody pulls your pants down, right?
Nope. That's pantsing.
Oh, well, close enough. When I grew up, we called that smurfing. Find out what smurfing is and why it was banned when Checkpoint XP returns.
Mum Hacks with Megan Riston.
To make lunch packing easier throughout the week, make pre-portioned sides and snacks that can be ready to grab and go. Use snack-sized Ziploc bags or small reusable containers and create individual portions of grapes, berries, baby carrots, crackers, popcorn, raisins, or other fruits and veggies. When your kids are making their lunches, they can quickly check the pantry or fridge and grab what they want. You will also want to buy convenient foods that come individually packaged, like trail mix, granola bars, cheese sticks, beef jerky, applesauce, fruit cups, and yogurt. For more Mom Hacks, check out my blog, mommytravels.net.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99, plus an extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.